Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams to talk about issues involving the city, including an unexpected delay in the proposed acquisition of the Veterans Administration campus.
There was a lot of excitement when the city decided to move forward with that. Unfortunately, it's come to a standstill for an unexpected reason. The government shutdown has gotten in the way, hasn't it?
Yeah, it sure has. We're working with the General Services Administration, the GSA, the real estate arm of the federal government, and those folks are caught up in this shutdown. We don't know when that is going to come to an end. What we do know is essentially everything is on hold until those folks are back in their offices. And so as a city, we're in limbo a little bit, kind of waiting for that negotiation to start. We'd kind of hoped that the start of the year would be that time. But we're on hold until those issues at the federal level are straightened out, and then we anticipate to get back into things at that point.
Is there any sort of time limit you're looking at for getting started on this, or is it just, as you say, the city and the whole matter is in limbo until the government straightens everything out?
Yeah, that's really the point we're at. As the federal government comes out of its shutdown, we don't anticipate that it'll be like flipping a light switch and that quickly we'll be back on track. If the shutdown hadn't happened, we anticipated there would be a period of negotiation. I don't know that we have a good estimate on what kind of a time frame that will be, but we do expect there'll be some back and forth. And there's a few other complicating factors. They'll be dealing with the State Historic Preservation Office, SHPO. And so that's another entity that could potentially put a little bit of a delay to things. Those are the kind of things we would like to be getting updates from the GSA about, and in fact had a conference call scheduled earlier this week to get some of those updates. But again, with the shutdown, there was nobody in the office from the GSA standpoint to be able to take that phone call. So everything's put on pause for now, and we'll just look to pick things back up hopefully soon. We hope to have a federal government up and running again soon.
In the meantime, this allows you to concentrate on the other major matter, the city's budget process. You're underway with that, and that, of course, perhaps one of the most crucial tasks you carry out during the course of the year, and you have just a couple of months to get everything in place for that.
Yeah, definitely. Our next council meeting on Monday the 21st of this month, we'll have a presentation about the budget. This is one of the biggest meetings as it relates to that. An opportunity for us to present a balanced budget to the council and then receive any last-minute tweaks or feedback that they might have for that meeting. At that point, we would consider the budget primarily done. But if there are any adjustments that the council would like to see, we do have a little bit of time and leeway to make some changes. But you're absolutely right. This is one of the most fundamental things we do as a local government is set this budget, and that will run from July 1 of 2019 to July 30th of 2020 and will be essentially the plan of how we plan to bring in money and then expend that money for that period of time.
Do you have any early projections on what the budget would look like and what some of the key expenditures will be?
Well, what we know so far is that revenues have been very flat and some of them are down. So we expect a conservative year. As a community, we operate pretty conservatively as far as our staffing and our expenditures. We try to very much to toe the line and to not have big raises in our expenditures. And so this will be another year of very conservative budget. We do see some potential changes with some personnel to the fire department. We feel like transitioning some of our part-time labor over to full-time will be a good idea for our community, increasing our response and keeping the community safe. And we feel like we can do that with a relatively minimal impact. And so that's always a good thing. Like I say, it's a trade-off in maybe some of those part-time wages for full-time. So that's one big change. With things being, from a revenue standpoint, just so tight this year, we think a lot of things will end up just being sort of status quo. I think this year, I hope it doesn't feel like a letdown. We had one of the most active years we've ever had this past summer with a lot of projects with the library, working with the schools to have the tennis courts, the Youngs Park South remodel. I mean, those were big projects, not something we can sustain by doing every year. So this may, I hope, doesn't feel like much of a letdown, but it will be a little bit slower as far as a project standpoint this year.
Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.